Hello,
Hello,
and where is Sarani? Sarani, where you at? Sarani, recording.
he's probably looking on his phone or his iPad, which is the button to accept
Or deny? One of the two.
or deny.
Hey.
The man with the plan.
I had to join on my own. I had no idea. Oh, there you are. I didn't shave. I didn't know it's gonna be broadcast, but that's okay.
It may or may not be on video, but we're definitely doing audio.
Fair enough. Okay.
Ronnie's looking fly.
You know.
He's like, I keep it rough for the peeps, keep it rough for the fans.
I shaved yesterday. It shouldn't look so bad, but
Nice,
I am
nice.
a man. So.
Nice.
Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme.
A podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, agrubiar.
Let's get groovy. Groovy. Hey, before we get started on our Dream Syndicate episode, did you guys have any housekeeping issues, Soraya?
Dream Syndicate.
Oh,
Bangles.
Are we doing the Dream Syndicate again?
Apparently.
Part
They do
two.
have enough. Yeah.
We went through the
Bangles.
time warp. Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's right. Bangles. So, Soraya, did you have any housekeeping issues that you wanted to talk about first? No?
Many,
Oh.
but please remind me.
No, I didn't have any in mind. I had a one or two for Ronnie because I know that Ronnie mentioned that I think the Skull Practitioners have a new release announcement.
Yeah, since we talked last week and I brought up the Skull Practitioners, who I didn't know any new news about for a while, it's come out they have a new EP coming out. Maybe it came out. They did a gig in New York and they have a new EP on vinyl coming out on In the Red Records,
Wow.
based right here in Southern California, my old friend Larry Hardy's label. So,
Wow.
Skull Practitioners
I think you made that
coming back
happen.
strong.
Yeah. I think you made it happen by mentioning them somehow. Threw that out.
Thank you. I didn't want to say it myself, but thank you.
Magic.
And was there
But
an.
Hey, Jeff, move a little to the right so I can see you. There we go.
Well, then I'm blocking this real nice Knack poster that I picked up recently.
Grr. I know. I should have known I'd forget that in the car.
All right.
Oh,
And
well.
then was there another band that you forgot to mention, or was that a joke on the regarding the Dream Syndicate episode?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's true and it's kind of a joke. I always like to bring up Tommy Zvonchek,
Okay.
who was the keyboard player on the on the Medicine Show tour, and he's on that live EP.
Oh,
And
okay.
I always like to joke about Zvonchek. So I'm sure Zvonchek's played with a lot of bands. That would have added a lot more bands to the Dream Syndicate
Oh, wow.
plethora. But
Yeah.
yeah, I always like to get a Zvonchek joke in there.
Nice,
And I
nice.
forgot somehow. Yeah, so it's very embarrassing.
Zvonchek. There you go.
All
I
right.
don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but I like to pronounce the hard V.
It sounds
So,
great.
yeah. Thank you.
Soraya, did you have anything that you wanted to talk about before we
Dude,
jump
I'm
in?
drawing a total blank.
Okay.
So if it comes into your brain, please.
I'll say it for then. We're a little sick of being with Ronnie. I think that's what you meant to say.
Oh, Ronnie, you have no idea how sad I'm going to be next week, knowing that it'll be the
Aw.
last of our four-part series.
Yes. Yeah.
Aw.
But don't
That's what I
worry,
was fishing for. Thank you.
we're gonna bring you in.
All right.
So it's all good.
All right.
Awesome.
With that being said, so now we're on part three. Not Dream Syndicate. We did that on part two. We'll be talking about Bengals projects that the Bengals members were a part of.
Oh, okay. Now I remember. Thank you. So, Ronnie,
Yes.
I do have something I want to ask you.
Okay.
I'm naming you. You are our Sherpa. You are our Bengal Sherpa. We want to know how to get in touch with Vicki Peterson so we can get her on the show.
Oh, okay. I can bridge gaps to the Bengals.
All right.
So I can't guarantee she's going to do it, but I can bring
no, it. No, hey, all we can do is throw it out there, see what comes back.
Okay. No problem.
So speaking
of... No problem as far as getting your message to Vicky.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. We would appreciate that because she's one of our unicorns.
Oh.
Meaning somebody that we would love to have on the show that seems almost unattainable.
Oh, it'd be great to have her on the show.
Yeah.
I love Vicky. We'll get into that a little later then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that makes three of us that are on this video chat so far.
Totally. That love Vicky.
Peter. Nice. Look, if you love the Bengals, you love Vicky. You know what I mean?
So maybe she'll come up in today's discussion of Bengals side projects. We'll see. So Ronnie, you're first up.
Okay. Well, my first choice, I wanted to talk about Michael Steele because Michael Steele is not heralded enough. You know, for whatever reason, she is not. It seems like she doesn't work hard. She's actually worked really hard for a long time. Maybe not these days, but, you know, she, as everyone probably knows, she was an original runaway and played in L.A. bands up until she joined the Bengals. You know, she bounced around. And after the Bengals, she had a great band called Crash Wisdom. You know, she wrote great songs on the second and third Bengals records. And I wanted to talk about a band she was in the late 70s into the early 80s called Elton Duck. My favorite quote about Elton Duck, the drummer once said, "With a name like Elton Duck, you better be good," which is true.
Yeah.
Elton Duck, you know, they were around in the power pop scene, that whole Madam Wong's 2020, The No, Paul Warren and Explore, all that power pop stuff. And they actually did get signed to Arista, who made them change their name, oddly enough, to the Decoys.
Oh.
Far more boring name. But anyway, they made a record produced by Earl Mankey, who I know is well discussed on this podcast.
Yes.
And it's actually a really great record. And for whatever reason, Clive Davis decided to shelve it. It never got an official release back in the day. And in fact, the only way it's come out is there's a limited CD run about 7 years ago, which I think sold out. You know, it wasn't distributed. It never got in stores. So you had to like go into this crowdfunding thing and buy it. I'm lucky enough to have it. And, you know, I've always said if it had come out back in that day, you'd see the Elton Duck record right there with the beat you know, all those great L.A. records of that day. So Michael didn't write the songs in Elton Duck, but we can talk about that, too. Michael is a tremendous bass player, like unbelievable. All the songs are written by a guy named Mike McFadden in Elton Duck, and we're going to hear the song that would have been the first song on the record. So,
what's the name of the song?
The song is She...
She won't
answer the phone.
She won't answer the phone.
Yes, thank you. I got it right.
All right.
Elton Duck.
I go this morning when I wake for fun. I go the land of the rising sun. I call her up and she won't answer the phone. Sometimes I think I go. Sometimes I think I still
thank you.
That song is super Ronnie. With that power
yes,
pop.
Power pop, melodic. Yeah, love Elton Duck. I didn't live here. I never saw Elton Duck, but I'd heard the legend. And if you do a search for Elton Duck, you'll get a lot of pictures of Elton John in his duck outfit. But you'll find a few. So there's like three tracks or so up on YouTube. So
nice.
There you go. Maybe we'll get a major release one day. Again, it'd be great.
That would be nice. I don't know much about him.
Yeah.
So this is all news to me. So I'm glad you brought them up.
Awesome.
Probably the CD that got released, how many tracks are on it?
I think there's, I have it across the room. It's either 10 or 11, and there's two what they call bonus tracks. So
shoot.
Yeah, it's like 13 songs, something like that. But I hate to talk about it because it's so impossible to find, but it's a very nice package. And with the GoFundMe, like the three surviving members signed the booklet and stuff. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sadly, one of the members, took his own life in 1995, but Elton Duck.
Yeah, when you mentioned them, I did a quick Google search and came. I found on YouTube a Christmas song, and I loved that song. That was a great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that must be one of the bonus tracks. I haven't pulled that thing out in a while, but
I think it was just entitled Christmas. That was a simple title. It was a great song.
Well, I love original Christmas songs.
Yeah, so. Same here.
Yeah.
Soraya, this brings us to you.
All right. So I'm starting the Vicki Peterson Love Fest really early. And I'm picking the Psycho Sisters, and it's a song called Wish You. This is a song that I love Vicki on this track, and it's just a cool one, and I'll talk about it at the end. Wish You.
Quiet, don't want to hear myself think I'll go for it.
right, Soraya. Why'd you pick this one?
So I picked this. It was between this and their cover version of Cuddly Toy. But I like this one a little more simply because I love their harmonies on this song. And I've always said, and this harkens back to a previous Bangles show that we did, Vicky to me is the perfect voice of badassery. Okay, so let me explain. She can convey in her voice this melancholy, but also this like attitude. And the lyrics in this song are about like reaching out to someone, just say, hey, it, and one of the lyrics is, it's not funny. I'm just, you know, I miss you. I'm just reaching out. But you hear this kind of melancholy in it, like, oh, I'm thinking about you. I'm missing you. And then she backs it up with, but that's all. And then, she, you know, that unended sentence, I wish you. And, you know, the person's left to kind of fill in the blank. Wish me what? Wish me good. Wish me bad. Wish me deaf. Wish me disappear. What? And I love Vicky's voice because it has this power and this drive behind it. And also, guitar work is fantastic on this song. So I liked it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But any group that consists of Vicky Peterson and Susan Calzell is going to be amazing, yeah, right?
Thank
right.
you, right?
They did this project for a lot of years, and I was so happy. You'd always hear, like, oh, they're going to put out a CD, and I'm still happy that it actually happened. You know, there should be a lot of Vicky Peterson. There should be a lot more. It's always, again, another Bangle that, like, there's never been a Vicky solo album. Like, you know, how, I don't know. She's done a couple solo gigs. She actually did a solo show with us, with our band, the Muffs, at the Rhino Pop-Up Store.
Wow.
God, it's probably like 7 years ago now. But we were lucky enough, yeah, to be on a bill with Vicky Peterson solo. And,
wow.
Yeah. No, what just... One of my favorite songwriters, singers, people, you know. So, love the Psycho Sisters. There's a lot of great songs on that album.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's a really good one that Bob Castle wrote with them called Never Never Boys, which mm-hmm. is just beautiful, pure power pop goodness. So, find the Psycho Sisters CD, people. You can still
yes.
find it.
Yep.
And just to add, there is a track I really, really wanted to use, but I couldn't find a better audio, and it's a cover that they do of When You Dance. And it's really nice. It's on YouTube. When You Dance, Psycho Sisters.
When You Dance, a Neil Young song.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
All right, Jeff, what about you?
All right, so I'm going to bring the punk. So so I decided to bring an Annette song to the table. So Annette Zelinska. So... she wasn't in the band, but I know that she worked with them a bunch. This is a song from The Leaving Trains, and it's from their 1994 album, The Big Jinx. And to be honest, I don't know a lot about The Leaving Trains. I know it's primarily a couple guys, Falling James and Dennis, right? Dennis Carlin. But
Dennis has been in a long time. Yeah, it's Falling James. The Leaving Trains is Falling James.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this was from their 1994 album, The Big Jinx, and it was a song called Sex War, and Annette sings on it. And the vibe that she adds to the song, it sounds like one of the better X songs with the two of them singing together. And it's definitely got a punk vibe, and it's loud, it's energetic, and what Annette does to the song just adds a brilliance to it in my mind. So this is The Leaving Trains with Sex War.
Sex wars.
So there you go. A little punk attitude. It's boys against the girls. And she's like, no, it's the girls against the boys.
Someone's got to win.
Someone's got to win. Yeah, I just love the vibe of it. Punky and fun and energetic.
Great song.
You wouldn't hear that on the Bengals Everything release, but yeah.
No. And then, after Annette left the Bengals, she got in Blood in the Saddle, right? Which, yeah. It's not too far from that. Maybe that's actually kind of low-key compared to Blood on the Saddle.
Right, so, yeah. Yeah.
I was lucky enough to see Blood on the Saddle. Because they toured, so they came to Houston. Annette's voice, I mean, you guys interviewed Annette, so you covered her career, but again, Annette's a great singer. She's a great lead singer. We need more Annette. We need more Annette to exist that we can listen to.
Yeah. We love her. She's the best. Yeah. All right, we're coming full circle, Ronnie.
She's amazing. Already back to me. Okay, well, that's going to bring us back to Vicki Peterson. Because at first I didn't want to pick a Continental Drifter song since we covered them on the Dream Syndicate episode. But then I'm like, what am I thinking? Not everyone listens to every one of these episodes, right?
That's correct.
So So I wanted to pick a good representation of a Vicki Peterson song, and this song is just pure Vicki, great melody, great singing. We can touch on the band a little, even though we talked about them. That band was just such a great collective of singers and songwriters and people with great taste, and you can watch the Continental Drifters play for 3 hours and they will not do a bad song, and truly one of the best bands there ever was. So this is Watermark. What album is this from, Jeff? I don't even know.
I think it was from Vermillion.
I think you're right. Yeah, Vermillion. So this is Watermark by the Continental Drifters.
Hardware, nothing is right.
Look, if you don't like that song, I don't want to know you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just gives you a warm feeling, right? It's just beautiful. It's such great music. And yeah, again, that band had it all. And Vermillion, even though I couldn't think of the title a second ago, is just rock solid. You know, again, I hate to tell somebody to buy something again on the same episode, but go buy Vermillion. You will not be disappointed.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, and between Watermark and Wish You that Soraya pulled up earlier, I mean, you could tell what a fabulous songwriter Vicky is, and vocalist as well. And we all know she's a tremendous guitar player, so.
No, absolutely. And in the Drifters, too, just like the Psycho Sisters, you have Susan Cowsill's harmony mm-hmm. there, just making things perfect. Again, not to talk about myself, but... our band did one of the Wild Honey shows. We did I Will for the White Album. Mm-hmm. And, very last minute, meaning the night before the rehearsal, asked Susan to sing the harmony with us. And you can see this on YouTube. It just like, I get the chills thinking about it. I'm gonna have to watch the clip after this. Cause yeah, so great.
Yeah. But,
Continental Drifters, you cannot go wrong, people.
Yeah, yeah, that was great. That was a great night. That
was a great night, and then we'll say it again. This, me and Jeff met at the Continental Drifters.
Yep.
5 years ago, or whenever it was. The rest is history. Here we are on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So I was up in the balcony at that show, and Kim, your singer, brought. I think her parents were there, and they were sitting a couple rows over from us. And she came up to talk to her parents, and she was just chatting with them. Being a good daughter, and it was just so cool for us to just sit and watch her being so excited talking to her parents there. I assume it was her parents. I don't know that, but yeah.
I can't imagine them going to a show, but you never know.
Whoever
it was somebody's parents, and Kim was nice.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No, she's a sweet person. I try to just deal with sweet people in my life at this point.
But,
which again is why I'm on this podcast.
I thought we had a pass. Is what I thought you were going to say.
Well, you know, you guys pay the best too. So,
our checks clear.
Yes, absolutely. Impressive.
See, Vicki Peterson, who's not listening.
Yes, it's very lucrative, Vicki.
All right, Soraya. Soraya's up next.
So. I decided to pick something a little different. So I went in the Sue Hoff's direction, and I went with an amazing fictional band called Ming T that did a song called BBC for Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery movie. And I'll talk about it when we're done.
Here we go.
Mrs. Will ya make me tea? Made love to me, put on the telly, to the BBC, to the BBC, yeah, yeah, yeah. BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three, BBC Four, BBC Five, BBC Six, BBC Seven, BBC Heaven. Mrs. William made me tea, made love to me, put on the telly, to the BBC, to the BBC. Let me take my love to me, put on the telly. To the BBC, yeah, yeah, yeah.
peace.
Best comment I read about this band was a comment on the YouTube video that said, "This band is a lot better than it should be." That's pretty apt. Okay, so just listen to who's in this band. Okay, so obviously it's Sue Hopps on rhythm guitar and backing vocals. Mike Myers, the actor, was obviously Austin Powers. Matthew Sweet on bass and backing vocals. Stuart Johnson on drums and backing. And Christopher Ward as Trevor. Let me see. Here are the names. So Sue Hopps was Jillian Shagwell. Do I make you horny, baby? And then Matthew Sweet is Sid Belvedere. Stuart Johnson's Manny Stixman. And then Christopher Ward is Trevor Egbert. So first of all, Sue is such a great student of 60s music, and she picked the perfect song to insert into this movie, obviously directed by her husband, Jay Roach. And it was the only movie that this band appears in. And thank goodness for that, because the rest of the movies were. But anyways, this one was great. But she does a really good job at kind of setting the tone of this 60s music and this, you know, fun 60s pop dance tune original. And I remember when I saw the movie, first of all, I like the movie, but don't come at me. And then I bought the soundtrack, and this was the song I kept playing over and over because I just loved it. It was peppy, it was upbeat, and it was perfect for this movie. So I just like it. I thought, and it was, you know, for a fictional band, it's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I like they took those great elaborate names for themselves when they weren't needed in the film.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't.
Exactly.
That's exactly. Fantastic. Yeah. What? I also want to say that movie was very good. One of my best friends had a band, the Wondermans, and they do the theme song, and that did very well for them. And they're a very talented band. And yeah,
nice.
Check out the Wondermans too.
Wondermans. Yeah. Go look for them too.
Yeah.
Go look for them too. They're not so easy to find these days.
Yeah.
Sadly, but maybe they'll get reissued one day.
So that's the band that ended up being Brian Wilson's backing band. Is that correct?
They did. Yeah. Yeah. It's been 20 years now, 19 years now.
Wow.
Still doing it. And Brian recognized, they did. It was a Wild Honey show from way back when. And, Brian, there was a tribute to Brian, and Brian saw them and was like, those are the guys that can recreate this live. And those guys are such fans and such great musicians and singers and players, and they have great taste. So they recognize what's great about Brian Wilson. And yeah, since Brian Wilson's been playing live, give them a lot of credit.
Nice. And Ming-T has another song, right? Daddy Wasn't There. That was another song that they did. That was that would have been a good choice too, but yeah. Not a real band, but those are some really good songs. All right, so my last pick might be a spinoff from this. I'm not sure. So Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet ended up doing a project, Sid and Susie, and I could never figure out where Sid came from. But now that you mentioned his fictional name in the band was Sidney Belvedere, is that where the Sid from Sid and Susie? And is that maybe that's what started this project? But yeah,
it's gotta be. Yeah,
it seems like it would be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So on their Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs did, I think, 3 albums together of covers, mostly, I think, all covers.
Yes.
And this was from their first one, Under the Covers, Volume 1, and it's the opening track. And the song is I See the Rain, which is a cover version from The Marmalade. I believe this was a 1967 CBS single that The Marmalade did. They were a band out of Glasgow, Scotland. And Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet, like I said, opened up their Volume 1 covers album with this song. But the version that I picked was from a talk show. So let me see, what talk show was it from? They were promoting the album, and it's from, Late Night with Conan O'Brien. So the backing band on here, on this live version, and I think on the record too, I know Rick Mink from the Velvet Crush, among other bands, is the drummer. And then also Paul Chastain is on this live version. I don't think he played on the studio version, but he's on this version. So this is a live version, I See the Rain by Sid and Susie, or Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet.
I
beautiful day, I'd love to lie on the green lawn. The ducks are congregating round, round the lily pond. And the cows have all gone, running home to put their coats on. Stay indoors while it pours till tomorrow.
All right, so that's the live version there.
Great version. Great finding that.
Yeah, when I heard that, I was trying to pull up a version of that to play, and I wanted to find a live version, and I thought that one was pretty epic. And according to Wikipedia, that's when they started to promote this project, and that was one of the first live performances, so I thought that was kind of cool. But speaking of Susanna Hoffs, Mr. Ronnie Barnett, on the third Muffs album, song number 5, there's a familiar voice that I hear backing up Kim on your song, My Crazy Afternoon?
Well, yes and no.
Is that actually you?
No. Oh, yeah, you know what? I can't remember anymore, but... Okay, it's a little complicated.
Okay.
We're recording next door to Susanna Hoffs. I guess it would be 96. She's probably working on that. Was it self-titled? The second record that...
Yes.
Second record of hers, yeah. She's being produced by this guy, Jack Joseph Puig, who was the guy who produced Jellyfish and Black Crowies and... sorry, I pronounced the E in Black Crowie.
As you should.
Yeah. Yeah, he dressed up the studio like tapestries with incense. That's another story I'm going on. Anyway, we were semi-friendly. You know, I kind of know all the other girls in the Bangles a lot better than I know Sue. But, you know, we were friendly, and we had the song My Crazy Afternoon, and we were not exactly done with it. Like, we didn't have a final vocal track. So, but Sue agreed. She's like, oh, yeah. She came over, and I remember, like, being in the control room and looking, and, like, I can't believe Susanna Hoffs is singing on our record. This is incredible. You know, I was just blown away in that voice, and I remember her saying like that it was a great song and stuff. And we did record her singing on it, but since Kim's vocal wasn't the final lead vocal, it didn't really match. So the version with Sue did not come out on Happy Birthday to Me, but it came out on a compilation of kind of stray tracks that we put out.
Was that the
Hamburger? And then it got revamped as Caboodle a few years later. So the version with Sue is on the
compilation
Hamburger and Caboodle. Not Happy Birthday to Me. I remember being heartbroken that like we were not going to have Sue on our record. I'm still heartbroken. Look at me. But that was an honor, and to hear Sue's voice doing that part on our song. Yeah, one of the career highlights.
Yeah, and I did want to mention that the two of them sound, Kim and Sue sound great together, at least on that version. That
yeah, again, Sue, like Susan Calsell is just gonna, any one of the Bangles doing a harmony is going to make you sound good. They'd make me sound good if I sang a song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, pure magic when any of the Bangles open their mouths. So.
All right. So one last thing, Ronnie, I wanted to have you talk about as an asterisk in this episode of the Bangles. So for a while there, their touring bassist was Derek Anderson. And bringing up Kim again as a way to tie this all together. So Derek has a solo album that he released last year, 2018, I believe.
I think it's actually been 2 years now.
Wow.
Time flies, I know.
And Kim actually is a guest on that album, I believe.
Yeah,
at least on the video. And
no, that video. What you're talking about is a video of a song called "When I Was Your Man," where Derek is backed up by a dream backing band of Kim from my band and Vicky and Debbie Peterson. And yeah, you can hear them singing. That's really them singing and playing on the recording. And yeah, they made a really fun, great video. Derek's album, like every song has like an all-star cast, like the Smithereens back him on one song, and just it's a who's who. I'm drawing a blank, of course, but Derek's a really great songwriter and great guy, and yeah, Derek played in the Bangles for I want to say 10 years, a good while before the recent shows with Annette Beck.
Right. So. Yeah, and that album's called A World of My Own, right?
So yes.
And
yes.
Omnivore released that, I think.
It's on Omnivore Records.
Yeah, and almost every song on there is just, it's so good. Okay, Ronnie, you don't have to say it, I'll say it. Everybody, yes. Go look for that album. A World of My Own by Derek Anderson. It's a great album. Derek, he's been in a number of bands. I knew him from the Andersons, which was every member of the band took on the last name, almost like a Van Halen type thing, where everybody became an Anderson, right?
So. Yes, that was Derek's band that he led, and then you know back in the '90s and early 2000s, Derek was in a few power pop bands from the scene, and truly one of the sweetest people in the whole world. Love Derek.
Yeah, we're fans too.
Yeah, so.
All right.
Glad you brought up this song.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I saw that you posted that. I'm like, this will be a perfect tie-in with our Bangles. We've got a Muffs tie-in, a Bangles tie-in. Derek played with the band. I mean, it all ties together. It has to come up.
Best, Best episode ever.
Well, let me run down my list as I do. Some bands that we've listed or talked about or found. So for Annette, I found, and a lot of these we talked about on our Annette episode, Blood on the Saddle, Medicine, Screaming Sirens, The Ringling Sisters, Leaving Trains for a bit. We didn't bring up any Debbie songs, but Debbie was a part of Kindred Spirit and the Harmony Pigs, and some other projects as well. Those were the ones that I found. Michael Steele, Elton Duck, who became the Decoys, which I didn't know, so thanks for that, Ronnie. Nadia Capiche, with a name like that. Crash Wisdom, I didn't know about them either, Ronnie, so thank you for bringing that up. She toured with Slow Children. I have a couple of their albums that I bought recently, and a lot of those new wave albums I'll buy now and then listen and shake my head like, why did I like those guys back then? But the two Slow Children albums, I haven't heard them in 30 years, and I'll throw those on and know almost every single word to those albums. And I don't know if it's nostalgia or what, but I love those albums. But
they must have played them on K-Rock because
Yeah.
I was not familiar with it. Yeah, go ahead.
So Michael doesn't play on those, but she must have toured with them because I saw her listed as a former member of them. And then Snake Fingers, Vestal Virgins. I know you're a big Snake Finger fan, Ronnie. But
I'm a big Snake Finger fan, yeah. I after you had mentioned that to me, I did some, I guess you played, did some live work with Snake Fingers, Vestal Virgins.
Yeah.
So that just proves the woman could play anything because that's very intricate, it's not simple stuff. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to play with Snake Finger.
Yeah.
Not that I'm any good, but you know what I mean? That blew me away, the Snake Finger.
I couldn't find any actual recordings that she was on, but it's interesting that she was a part of that project, at least on some live performances. And then you mentioned the Runaways. So as soon as you had mentioned last week, Ronnie, that you wanted to do Bangles, I came up with 8 songs that I wanted to play right away, and one of them was Born to Be Bad by The Runaways with Michael singing, but that ended up becoming my 3rd pick, so we only have 2, so I had to pass on that one. So, but
it's hard to pare them down.
It is. And then Tony and the Movers was another act that she was a part of. Susanna,
yes, which was led by Tony Childs, who had some success. That was the Tony and Tony and the Movers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was wondering that, I don't know, the way it was spelled automatically made me think of Tony Childs. So
there you go.
And then Susanna Hoffs, Ming T, one of the greatest bands from Britain you'll ever know. Rainy Day, which we've talked about extensively, Sid and Susie, which I brought up, the solo project that she did, and then appearing on the Muff song, which is great. And then Vicki Peterson, Continental Drifters, Psycho Sisters, Action Skulls. Action Skulls was another one that I almost brought up. Land of Dreams is a great song. If you guys have a chance to listen to that one, but that's her most recent project, as far as I'm aware of. But
yeah, Vicky and John Castle and Billy Moomy.
Yeah,
if I'm pronouncing that right.
Yeah. So all great stuff worth looking over. So we've got.
I just want to mention Debbie. Debbie also had a. They didn't make a record or anything, but she had a kind of a combo going with John Wicks from the records called Broken Sky. The last few years, I know they wrote a lot of songs and you know, would do some light live stuff here and there. But too bad we never got a Broken Sky record, but that would have been good. And also Annette's band Weatherbell, which I know you talked about with her. But I used to see Weatherbell all the time, and I consider that Annette's kind of main band because she was the lead singer and I assume wrote all the songs. I think Greg Mora, who ended up having his own band Fluorescene, actually might have helped her. But Weatherbell was so great, so great. And I have a lot of live tapes of them, so I would record them.
Nice.
That's how much of a fan I was.
So. Nice. And on any of those recordings, are you saying shh, Kim? Shh.
Yes, but most likely. Yes, most likely.
All right. So this will conclude episode number 3. Who are we going to cover on episode 4, Ronnie? Who are you going to pick?
This is a tough choice for this one, but I'm thinking we're going to go Rain Parade.
Oh!
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I knew that was going to throw you.
I've already got a couple ideas, so I'm anxious to hear what you guys come up with.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun... Well, they've all been fun, but yeah, Rain Parade is going to be a great one.
Nice. Well, this was a lot of fun.
As always. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Soraya?
Oh, gente. I gotta be out of shot.
Which
get the CDs.
Yes. Which reminds me, Ronnie. Sign off.
Yes. I'm going to have a different sign off just every episode.
So, okay.
For today, the boat is loaded.
All right. Groove on, Paisley people. Peace out.
Thanks for that laugh.
Oh my god.
What? That was fun. Is this one long enough?
Oh yeah.
Is this still gonna be long enough? Okay. Don't screw up that poster.
I will.
He'll come and cut your hands off.
I see it's well taken care of where it is. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right. Bye, you guys. I'll try to figure out how to do this.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Okay, bye, you guys. Bye.
What about that, Ronnie? Soraya.
I don't know about that, Ronnie.
I'm trying to leave. It's not working.
You won't leave fast enough.
You a question and be honest. Do I make you horny, baby? Do I? Do I make you randy? Yeah.